So not only did she give me 77 miles an hour when I wasn't, then she walks up and I go, yes, good evening. License and insurance. And then there's another one looking, you know, constantly as they do with the spotlight. Didn't happen 20, 30 years ago, but now it's a new America. Again, got to leave the borders open, have illegals running around, getting bank accounts and housing loans with no ID. But you've got to be watched real careful. And literally, banditos are driving by at 90 miles an hour as all this is happening. And there I am sitting there, and my wife's digging around. Takes her about 20 seconds, and she goes, "Where is it? Where's your insurance?" "Well, I've got to find it. You know, your Who's Glove Department isn't full of papers." And then she comes back, and they just keep looking. And literally, folks, it's like when a pit bull runs up to your child, it's growling. I mean, she was literally growling. I've got this woman wild-eyed, okay, wild-eyed at my window, and I'm thinking, did we fit a description or something? And she's sitting there with these flashlights just looking at my children who are both asleep, okay, little, you know, small children. And they're both, you know, the most expensive, best seats. My wife doesn't even trust me to put them in, goes to the fire department, and she says, "Who installed these car seats?" And I said, "Well, professionals did." And she goes, "Oh," she starts interrogating, "what do you mean professionals installed it? Who?" And I said, "Well," I said, "who was it, the dealer, honey, or was it the fireman?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah, somebody else installed them." And I start looking back. My kids are asleep. They're both in the, you know, the crash harnesses. And I'm sitting there, and I look back at her, and I'm, because every once in a while my daughter will try to wiggle out and slip out of one. And I look at her, and I said, "You just asked me, and I just told you." Now, see, up until the point, and this went on for about 5 minutes, her griping at us, she wasn't saying anything was wrong, and then she just kept heavy breathing. I mean, it was like my wife said, it was like a wolf was at our window. Heavy breathing, standing there with a flashlight going, sitting there off and on, baring her teeth, looking at my kids. And then my instincts are just, I mean, if a dog would have done it, a crazy homeless person would have done it. But no, this is somebody in a uniform with a gun, and now the other one's gone back and is just standing back there. And she goes back, and I can hear him saying, "No, no," and they're sitting there having a conversation, and she comes back, and she goes, and I'm just going, "What's going on with these car seats?" And I said, "Listen, you're basically being rude to us. You drove recklessly coming across the median there," and I said, "I want your name, and I want your badge number," and she said, "No, you can get it off the ticket," and then she came back and gave me a ticket, and again, big spectacular story. It's not spectacular. It's that I've been pulled over by state police, and they're nice. Or they're just like a robot. That's fine with me, okay? And I'm usually, quote, so nice, I've been told by state police, I'm letting you go. This was hyperventilating. This was, you know, I mean, if I saw this woman in plain clothes on a street corner, I would think that she was some type of crazed homeless person. You know, literally, and I'm sorry that, you know, maybe daddy wasn't nice to you, okay? I'm not your daddy, lady. I mean, literally, this is psychology. This is why a lot of them get into it. I'm sorry that things in your life weren't perfect. I'm sorry you're broke. I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I'm sorry that your neighbor was rude to you or you got out of the wrong side of the bed one morning, but you're not God. I pray to Jesus every night, and I'm never going to pray to you. And, you know, the point here is that she was hyped up, hopped up on power, whatever, literally breathing hard, bugging her eyes out at us aggressively. I mean, if I came up to you looking at you the way she was looking at me, you'd probably put your fist up. You know, it's body language, and it's the thing she was saying. And she didn't say, it was just crazy. It was crazy. And I don't know how many black SUVs are out there. I was later going, well, maybe we fit a description or something, but you know, it seemed like the other one didn't want any part in it. But just having these, you know, having this woman breathing hard, and I would look back as she was staring at my kids, and I mean, she looked like she was out of her gourd. I mean, and I'm sorry, I can't worship you. I know statistically you're involved in more crime than the general public. I know statistically. I grew up with Sheriff Jack McWhorter. The sheriff was the cocaine and marijuana dealer, and he went to prison for it. I know criminology, so I can't get down and lick your boots. I know they've told you we're all criminals, so none of us can be trusted. No, statistically, you can't be trusted. You're either mentally, and I'm talking about police in general, unstable and on a power trip, or you're a good cop in with a bunch of bad ones who can't do anything and just goes along with it, which makes you a bad cop. Or you're a criminal. And that's history, and that's the facts, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what nobody has the will and the nerve to say. What happened to Americans? Who are we as a people?